All right, the children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose that this ain't wrong, but I can't help but feel a little
a little worried on been staying out this late. Something wrong.
Okay. If you wouldn't say you feel easy about it, would you? You say you felt what?
Worried about it. Uneasy.
All right. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what?
Scared.
In other words, you use that?
Shy. Scared of the dog.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of what?
Frightened. Quick to get frightened.
All right. A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is what?
Call that dark, lonesome place along the road.
Is that scary?
It's scary. Spooky.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she's not afraid now, but she has been afraid before. So you say what? She isn't afraid now, but she was.
She isn't afraid now, but she has been afraid. Shy.
Okay. And now if I say she ain't what she was.
Ain't what she used to be.
All right. I don't understand why she's afraid. She's what?
She's grown. She don't have plenty to say, but she might want to see what she's afraid of.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty what?
Mighty careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer.
What?
Kind of queer, funny.
Okay. Now the word queer, why would you use that?
Well, because she got a queer, funny way.
All right.
Different from anybody else.
Okay. Is there any other way you use that word?
Ain't call them foolish.
But you use queer in it any other way?
Foolish, stupid.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so what?
Don't be so set in your own ways.
All right.
Set in his own ways.
Okay. Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can change him, it is a mighty what?
Mighty hard-headed man, hard-headed person.
Or in arguing with someone like that, you might say, don't be so what?
Don't be so high-tempered to argue with someone. You calm.
What does the word bullheaded mean to you?
Bullheaded ain't gonna have your way.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say...
High-tempered.
Or somebody losing his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully what?
Oh, fiery, fly off the handle too quick.
All right.
Control
yourself. Now, suppose it's a woman and she cries as soon as somebody says something to her. Like some of those women who go to our church. You say they are what?
They cry, baby.
Okay. What about touching? Would you use
that's
that
so
word?
Touching, yeah.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get what?
I didn't know he'd get mad or get angry.
If he's a bad temper all the time, he's what?
He's a bad temper. He's a hard person to get along with.
All right, somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just
be,
do.
Be calm. Be yourself. Now.
All right. If you have been working very hard, you say you are very what?
Very tired.
If you are very, very, very tired, you say you are all
wore out.
All right. If you use wear out, you say he's all
wear out. Dog done for the day. Broke down.
Okay. Now, what would I say if I'm very, very tired? I say I'm completely what?
Completely exhausted.
All right. So suppose I want to use wear out. I say I'm completely what?
Wear out.
Yeah, but I want to use another form of wear out. What? I'm completely what?
I'm completely broke down.
Worn out.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna make this sentence. You use. I'm completely what?
Completely worn out and tired.
All right. If a person has been quite well and you hear that